So focusing inward, softly close your eyes. Take a breath in through the nose. Let it out through the mouth. And just feel yourself relaxing, breathing soft, gentle breaths in through the nose. Relaxed in your chair, letting your shoulders just come down from your ears a little bit. Taking these few minutes to come inside to a place where there is a quiet, non-thinking place that is just ready to receive. In that place, there is peace. In that place, there is opening. And in that place, there is love for the self and for the others, the other family around you. A place that you can settle into and receive from. So allowing yourself, as your breath slows down and your body relaxes, just allowing that opening, that receptive place in the arms of the spirit that is in this room. That spirit comes with us and stays with us and helps us relax into a place where we can feel from our hearts, where we can experience the resonance and the love and the wisdom in the message of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, I face those in the room, many of whom have never heard this live. And I will tell you yet again, the message is the message, and it carries no matter when you hear it, how you hear it, but in the room, it's just a little different. For humans are linear, and to them, time is not variable. They live in a physics box that is limited in dimensionality. Therefore, you are in the now when it's happening. And you will look at this and you'll tell people, I was there when it happened. Now, there are also those listening to this later. But to them, it's happening now. And it begs the question, what is real? What is now? In linearity, you will say, well, I've listened to something that happened before, and yet, how can that be when it affects you this way now? Listener, those not in the room, who I know are listening, but still, there's a difference for those in the room. And the difference is this: there is a collective consciousness based upon those, over 100 of you, who are here. And in this moment, you are in a state of awareness, of allowance, and a place where you're saying, I am quiet, so I can listen as best I can to what Spirit has to say. There are some in the room who are not believing that this is real. I know who you are. There is no judgment, dear ones, none. For over 40 years, my partner lived a life of disbelief. More than that, he campaigned against it. there's no judgment of that. Had he never changed, there would be no judgment. Had he never accepted Christ, someone else would have. It is about free choice and always will be. And I say this again, this is the love of God in your life. Not pressing upon you anything to make you look. Accept your own discernment at this time, if you wish to or not. But there's something that happens in here. For you have a collective consciousness, and that produces an energy that is not available in any other way. You see, you sit here literally in a multidimensional field of your own making. And some will say, I don't understand that, Kryon. And I will say, dear ones, you don't have to understand that. But if you have any kind of spiritual belief where you will go back into history and understand that which is called the Merkaba, the patterning that exists that is sacred in a field around you that is sacred. This Merkaba is around every single human being, but around an awakened human being who is connected and knows the love of God. This glows to us. It's activated to us. And here you are, all sitting in each other's Merkaba. It's 8 meters wide, 26 feet to you. It's not a linear collective. And that means if you count the number of people and you count the number of Merkabas, you'd say, well, then I'll calculate the number of energy based on a linear equation. Oh, no, you don't. The field you create right now can reach around the world. It's quantum energy. It doesn't follow the rules of the linearity that you expect. Laws of diminishing return, the inverse square, all of those linearities are gone. What a group like this can do is astonishing. That's not new news, but what it brings to you here is an entourage. It's almost like that collection of activated Merkabas brings a light to this planet that we all see instantly when you sit and you collectively give permission and allowance for things you don't understand outside of the purview of your ability to know, and yet you're okay with it. There's so many of you saying, dear spirit, I don't fully understand this connection or what it means or who I am or anything, but I feel the love of God. That's an allowance to go beyond what you know. And so many of you have done this so many times. Going beyond what you know, that's so hard for a human. You want to box it and understand it and know it. My partner does this. He likes to box it up and present it to you so that at least you'll understand a little more about how it works. It goes way beyond that. This small group, if it concentrated on the same thing for a certain amount of quantum time, could change the planet. It would help if your DNA was at a higher level, and it will be. These are the things we are talking about right now. This bright light that shines because of what you're doing right this minute is different than what the listener does later. This bright light is seen. It is seen by so many you don't know about. By the creative source itself, it is seen. The entourage comes because of that light. And it sits here. The entourage is filled with master healers. Did you know that? Some of them are your own ancestors. Some of them are coming from places, and I use the word places in a 3D way because there's no such thing. when you're looking at a multidimensional universe. The master healers are sitting right here, attracted by your light. And I'm going to ask you something before we close. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to say, well, I feel it, that's nice? Or are you going to claim the fact that the recalibration is over? I'm talking to some of you. Whatever you've gone through, it's over. If you let it be. Sometimes when things happen, a door closes. It closes to spirit because you're angry at God, or you don't understand, or there's frustration, or you turn to other things and you lose the connection. You lose the connection. And the connection is lost in a way that is absolutely reasonable to a human being in survival. You're turning other ways, you're frustrated. You lose the connection, the radio station drifts off its center. And when the recalibration is over, you don't even know it because you drifted off the center. Now I'm talking to people here and also to those listening. I'm talking to more people listening that are here that need to hear this right now. I've said this before. It's time to retune to the station and get connected and get done with this. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to some hearts and minds right now. Reconnect to the station and be done with this. And stand tall yet again and feel healthy. And have the joy factor come back into your life. So that you awaken in the morning without fear, anxiety, or that blah feeling that life is nothing, doesn't do any good. The joy factor is everything. It's the love of God that searches through your life and makes you smile and understand that life is worth living and that your life affects other lives because they see who you are, what you've done, and knows there's hope. If you don't retune to the station, they'll look at you and they'll say, obviously, there is no hope. You used to be connected, now you're not. What kind of a God is that? Reconnect and show those around you what this is about. Lastly, I say this, something I've said before. Isn't it interesting we call you light worker? We didn't call you light cruiser. You cruise through life with your arms held out and oming as you go, saying, isn't life great? And then you die. You're a worker. This is the work. You want to know that? This is the work. Now let's move forward. Old soul, you're here at this time in your life on purpose. You've gone through the shift on purpose. There's a reason for you to be here. Enough said. May you leave this place differently than you came, with better understanding of who you are and why you're here. I'll be back. And so it is.